From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. After weeks of demands, rebuttals, and general talk about the possibility of U.S. troop withdrawals, today came a confirmation from the Secretary of Defense. Donald Rumsfeld announced that the U.S. force in Iraq will be reduced. And just hours later, the top ground commander there, General George Casey, said he could recommend further cuts in U.S. troop levels as soon as the spring. NPR's John Hendren is traveling with the secretary, and he filed this report from Baghdad.
Rumsfeld arrived in Fallujah early today to make his announcement to Marines, soldiers, and Navy Seabees, who greeted the news with cheers.
U.S. and coalition military leadership is trying to seek the proper balance between having a military footprint so large enough to help the Iraqi people win their fight against the terrorists, but not a footprint so large and so intrusive as to antagonize a proud and patriotic people, or to discourage the Iraqi people from taking initiative to run their own country themselves. We anticipate future coalition-level, force-level discussions at some point in 2006, after the new Iraqi government is in place and is prepared to discuss their future.
General Casey told a small group of reporters in Baghdad later that he could foresee recommending further reductions in American troop numbers in the spring under the right conditions. He said when it comes to troop levels, in his words, less is better because it doesn't feed the notion of occupation. The general also said the troop cuts would be larger than initial expectations. While defense officials had been privately saying that leaving two brigades out of Iraq would reduce troop numbers by 3,000 to 5,000, Casey said, in fact, the real number is closer to 7,000. American commanders say what they hope is the first in a series of troop cuts was made possible by an election that saw 7 in 10 potential voters cast a ballot and by the training of Iraqi troops. Rumsfeld got a first-hand taste of Iraqi troop training during a brief stop at the King Abdullah II Special Operations Training Center in neighboring Jordan. There, Jordanian and American troops train Iraqis in raiding suspected enemy hideouts and combating terror-style assaults. Despite the talk of fewer troops in Iraq, Rumsfeld used his strongest language yet against demands from critics that the United States withdraw from Iraq altogether.
There are some folks who look at what's taking place in Iraq and say we should withdraw, and that it can't be won, that we're losing. Well, we're not going to withdraw precipitously. We are going to finish the important work that's being done there. The great sweep of human history is for freedom. And if you think of what you're doing, everything you're doing puts you on the side of freedom. And that puts you on the side of history. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
After meeting with Rumsfeld today, Iraq's Prime Minister, Ibrahim Jafri, told reporters at his office that the decision to reduce American troops, in his words, sends a clear message to those terrorists who are trying to destabilize Iraq and spread fear. John Hendren, NPR News, Baghdad.